Five Fast Track cards, you'll get the sixth card free. So stop by Thumb Cellular, Bad X, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or see an authorized agent and ask about the new Fast Track prepaid talk and text cards for as low as a penny a minute. A free LG 100 cell phone, free activation, and Thumb Cellular's Fast Track loyalty program. And it's only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard.
Son of a...
What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out, all hassle-free, and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done at our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
Welcome back into the Unionville Sebring Gymnasium. Derek Deesner here with you, joined alongside by Sue Schrader. And Sue, your lovely mother joined us tonight, and she was able to take some first half stats for us. So if you could go over those.
Oh, yeah, Sand Girl's always here with us. Been faithful with us for the last 2 years, and usually it's right up to the point on it. But we'll start with the Harbor Beach Pirates. Thacker Kobe's with 4. Sean Swanson with 6. Eli Kraft with 4. Andrew Seaman with 9 for a total of 23 points. On the other side, we've got Nick Fletcher with 6. Andrew Brotello with 2. Sean McBrayer with 8, and Jake Holland with 10, and Dan Rick with 5, and Dakota Ganger with 3, and Kyle Fletcher with 4 for 38 points on the night. And you're just not seeing a typical Harbor Beach team right now. They usually slow up with the teams a lot more. You know, tonight they're just not slowing them up. USA actually is really doing a great job of getting off the floor. They're beating that man-to-man press. And they're getting one guy open, and they're feeding the ball up ahead. And if not, we're seeing them pounded inside to Jake Collins, who does have a height advantage, but Harbor Beach was not doing very much boxing out there, which is very unusual for Harbor Beach, because Harbor Beach has played a lot of times where they've been the shorter team. Last year when they made their big run and went 12-0 in the league and 22-3, or 23-2 on the year, they, Derek, were outside several times. When they went up against Ubley, they had... Kavatsky over there, that was at 6'6", so it's not uncommon for them to be the smaller team. They're just not doing a real well job boxing out. But like I told you, you've never seen Harbor Beach play, but they will never be out of a game. So the score may be a 15-point deficit right now, but until that final buzzer goes, you'll see Harbor Beach. And I'm pretty confident that Harbor Beach will get back into this ball game. If they can get it down under 10, we'll have a ball game on there. If they have trouble getting back to 10, then you might call it game over. But I think they'll get it back underneath here. And, of course, USA, they just got to keep doing the same thing they've been doing.
And that leads me to my next question for you is, do you think USA can keep this playing up in the second half, this high-intensity level, all the running? I mean, they had a lot of run-and-gun offense in that first half. Can they keep it up?
I think they can. You really haven't seen them. They have not had to struggle on defense at all tonight. They really had pretty much any open shot they have. USA used to have a quarter, it seemed like, where they would take a quarter off and let teams get back into the game. But I think that's been something that Coach Gainforth has done with them and got them ready right now at this point in the season, because they are starting into their league play, and he's got them ready to go, and I don't think you're going to see that here. I'm hoping for Harbor Beach's sake they do, because I'd like to see it be a little bit closer game, because it's not what I really expected to see here. But I think USA is going to hang on here and pull this out.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the standings coming into this game. Harbor Beach 5-2 with a 1-1 record in conference. USA also 1-1 in conference, but 4-3 overall. They both have very similar records, and you think that this game would be a lot closer, but maybe it's because the Patriots have the home court advantage, but they have just come out blazing hot tonight.
You can usually give yourself, and coming from a coaching standing point, you can usually give yourself about a 5 or an 8 point home court advantage. And as the visiting coach, you've got to figure that in somewhere in your office and how to stop that. But the lead they have now by 15, they got out hustled. And it's not because Harbor Beach really wasn't hustling. I don't want people to think Harbor Beach isn't hustling. They are. But USA was passing the ball, making good, hard, crisp passes. They were getting it up and down the court, and they were pushing the fast break. And if they didn't have the fast break, they were going outside and taking a look, and if it wasn't there, then they were dumping it inside. And Harbor Beach is going to start off the second half here.
The Patriots will start out with it. They are now going left to right. And Harbor Beach will be going right to left. Down low to Jay Collins, and the big man, once again, has the easy bucket down low. No one stopping him tonight.
And, you know, they created that themselves. They were covered. He was covered there, and all they simply did was make an inside pass. He tipped it right back out real quick, and they turned around and fed it right back to him, and the defense there slacked off of him. They've got to stay right with Jake Holland, or they're going to feed it into him all night long.
Hanson in the corner for a three, well off the mark. Rebound goes to Krakovic. He's down low, and he's able to put that one up and in. It's now 40-25, 7:14 to go in this third quarter of play. Unionville, Siebelwing, Reed, Harbor Beach.
And, of course, Harbor Beach came out again in their full court man. They're setting back in their man-to-man now. Holland
great giving go. No good, though, by Dominic James. And Hanson quickly gets it ahead to Sorensen. Sorensen double-teamed in front of his own bench. And a whistle blows.
Did you see the adjustment there, Derek, that USA made at halftime? They were the whole first half posting up down low on the low block. They were putting Gangler and Holland. Now you're seeing them both times that they've had possession. They posted him up at the free throw line, and he's setting a pick, and he's either getting the ball or he's dumping it off down low or he's taking it himself.
Sorensen loses a handle on that and quickly come down the Patriots.
And turnovers have not been a good thing for Harbor Beach tonight. They've had a lot of self-implosion there.
McClay, a wide-open three thanks to a great screen by Jake Holland. It's now 43-25 in favor of the Patriots. Sorensen now throws up a three for himself for the Pirates. No good. McGrayer with the rebound. He'll quickly push it down. This one gets to Botello. Botello comes all the way down. Great ball fake, and he's fouled
by Simon there, and a sophomore there. You know, that was a senior. Let's see, that was a senior putting a move on the sophomore right there. He simply got the ball down low, waited. He knew that there was going to be contact coming from behind, and the sophomore went up, of course, and reached over behind with a body control foul. There was nothing he could really do about it.
A veteran play. Botello puts up the first one off the back of the rim. No good. And here comes the substitution for the Patriots. Actually, check that. Kyle Fletcher's waiting. It looks like he will be coming in for Botello.
And like I said, they've got a nice bench here. They've got about four different guys that can shoot the three. Fletcher's, both of the Fletcher's kin, Botello kin, McBrayer kin, Rick kin. So, you know, they can shoot the three, they can dribble drive, and they're very good at it. They've been working at it. This combination's been together for about 2 years now, on and off. They brought McBrayer back and forth last year, and Rick up and down a few times, and at the end of the year they had them all together. So these guys have been working together for a while.
Sorensen drives, no good. Rebound goes to Holland. Here come the Patriots. McBrayer gives it over to Holland. Holland kicks it over to Fletcher. Fletcher drives, no good. Ball tipped out. Seaman comes up with it. He quickly drives down. A three-on-three. Seaman gets it down low. Ball pops out of the hands of Mazur.
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 Yep, we'll get you trained. Yeah, Mazur.
Mazur.
Mazur, yep.
Krakovic will inbound. The ball tipped out, and here come the Patriots. Yet another turnover.
You know, there's a lot of no calls going on right there, but the official had a hard time. I don't know why he didn't blow it as quick as he did, but he did catch Fletcher with the push from behind. And the Harbor Beach faithfuls wanted a foul down there at the other end. Jake Holland gave Sorensen just a little bit of a shove there, and checking out of the game is Dustin Mazur. Checking into the game is Eli Kraft. And Aaron Ginther.
Kovic gets it over to Ginther. Ginther drives and loses a handle on it. Foul called.
And now that time they're going to get Jake Holland with the push. And the USA faithfuls, of course, didn't like that call. So can't keep them all happy, but I think I'm going to have to go with the stripes that time because Jake did give him just a little tap from behind and got caught.
Sorensen, this is...